This is the second program on the first Inuit Circumpolar Conference that was held the week of June 13th through the 17th at Barrow, Alaska. I'm Mo Osley, and welcome to Potlatch. We continue with resolutions that were drafted by the 54 delegates to the convention after they had met in workshops. Some of the resolutions called upon the governments of Greenland, Canada, and the United States to provide housing, transportation, and health care for the Inuit of the Circumpolar Nations, but did not specify where the money to implement these programs would come from. Some were related to oil development, relationships with governments, and support for other Inuit organizations' efforts.
That all Inuit support COPE's effort to achieve a fair and expeditious settlement of the Inuvialuit claims, and further, that all Inuit support COPE's effort to protest Inuvialuit rights prior to achievement of a just settlement of those rights. That there should be a single set of rules governing all on and offshore Arctic resource development, and that the Inuit community has a basic right to participate in this rulemaking. It is further resolved that the rules for Arctic resource development should specifically provide for an Inuit controlled technology assessment program, and be it further resolved that the rules of Arctic resource development should specifically provide for the determination of safe technology, an Arctic population policy, a locally controlled wildlife management, an Arctic military use policy, conservation of traditional use values, access to government information concerning the Inuit homeland, the development of an international Arctic coastal zone management program, and a cooperative environmental impact assessment protocol detailing participation of the Inuit. Be it resolved that this Inuit Circumpolar Conference calls upon the government of Canada, Newfoundland, and Quebec to acknowledge their responsibility to uphold the Aboriginal rights of Labrador Inuit, and to indicate their willingness to enter into negotiation with the Labrador unit for a just settlement of their claims. Be it resolved that the Inuits have participation and voice in health planning and care, that a center for information on health care be established to inform each other how the Inuit health problems are solved, and that the best medical care be made available to all Inuit people. Be it resolved that the Inuit, through the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, take all steps necessary to ensure and translate in Inuit, if necessary through legislation in the respective states and provinces involved, that the Inuit of Greenland, Alaska, and Canada have access to all relevant government information concerning the Arctic and subarctic regions, their homeland. Be it resolved that monies for housing be distributed to the Inuit themselves for materials, housing design, and labor. That control and planning of utilities and communication be given to the Inuit users. That the Inuit have control of monies for management and maintenance of utilities to determine priorities in their village. That all necessary resources be made available the Inuit to solve their high fuel costs and transportation problems, and that transportation to and from the Inuit village be made adequate to serve the needs of the Inuit.
That was a song sung by members of the Sami group. If you are confused as to why they're called the Samis, they had been more popularly called the Laplanders by the Scandinavians of Northern Europe, but they preferred to be called the Sami. Anyway, one of the most debated resolutions that were passed by the conference called for the demilitarization of the Arctic. Eben Hobson continues on.
That the Arctic shall be used for peaceful and environmentally safe purposes only, and that there shall be prohibited any measure of a military nature, such as the establishment of military bases and fortification, the carrying out of military maneuvers, and the testing of any type of weapon, as well as the disposition of any type of chemical, biological, or nuclear waste. B, that a moratorium be called to emplacement of nuclear weapons. C, that all steps be taken to promote the objectives in the above mentioned. While I would support the principle in this resolution, I would hesitate very much to get involved in matters dealing with foreign policy, which is the common practice of all of our governments.
Bittok, known as Charles Edwardson Jr., supports the measure creating a nuclear-free zone in the Arctic.
And at one time, on our homeland, we have forgotten another experience. The United States government, in its goodwill, was going to develop a harbor on the heart of Inupiaq land at Cape Thompson. All we are saying here is we would like to have a nuclear-free zone in the Arctic so that once and for all that the Inupiaq humanity does not get tarnished, cooked, burned up by some of the disargument that the other countries will have. So, to the extent of our humanity, I urge the passage of this resolution.
Thank you. The debate continued on, with Mr. Hobson talking about the military in relation to protection of our environment.
If we do not permit military establishments or any weaponry that may be needed to protect us, we not only will have problems with environment, we will not have any. Unless we cooperate with our governments to continue the provision of military protection from other countries, I think it's incumbent upon this convention to take these kinds of issues into consideration in the most understanding way. I think one of these is the military establishment. That because our own governments have already embarked on these types of programs, I don't think the military's, the purpose of establishing military units in our areas of our country are intended to spoil or damage our environment. They are here because your mother country felt that they are needed to protect not only them, but to protect us as well.
Ja man som missla bäre, 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 vai velo i loko. Laina lämmis vai vekola, bäre, bäre, pahsanko. La 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 lo 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 la la lo lo loko. Alle cero, alle cero, ah, c'è la buona vecchia cor. Le mia sola di che dorca, la la lo, lo, loco. La 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 lo, la lo, 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 la lo, 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 lo.
That was how the Sami people used to sing, with no accompaniment going along with the songs. And also one of the Sami people there at the conference during the entertainment night were saying that their songs had no end, that they could keep going on and on. Many of the concerns that were brought out at the conference is the resolutions that had to do with the common problems among the Inuit, such as mutual exchange, trade, land resources, and the right to hunt and subsist on the land. There was even a resolution directed at the Inuit hunters. Here's Mayor Eben Hobson.
Be it resolved that the delegates assembled at the first Inuit Circumpolar Conference in Barrow call upon the governments of Canada, the United States, and Denmark to cooperate with the Inuit Circumpolar Conference to establish mutual exchange programs in such fields as education, communication, language, game management, municipal administration, health care, and the arts. Be it resolved that the delegates assembled at the first Inuit Second Polar Conference, call upon the governments of Canada, the United States, and Denmark to negotiate an agreement that will protect for all Inuit the right to unrestricted trade and travel as envisaged between Canada and the United States by the Jay Treaty. Be it resolved that the ICC call upon the United States government to expedite conveyance of all appropriate land titles to the Alaska Native Regional and Village Corporations. Be it resolved that the delegates assembled at the first Inuit Circumpolar Conference call upon the United States and Canada delegates to the forthcoming meeting of the International Whaling Commission in Australia. Australia? To defend the Inuit rights, Aboriginal rights to hunt the whale in the Arctic. Be it resolved that the governments of the United States and Canada are called upon to revise the Migratory Birds Treaty to decriminalize spring hunting in Alaska and Canada for all Native people. Be it resolved that the delegates assembled at the first Inuit Circumpolar Conference call upon all Inuit to behave as hunters in no way that will create scandal and endanger our subsistence hunting right to conserve our game as we would conserve our homeland and protect the future generation of our people.
When all the resolutions had been revised and accepted by the first Inuit Circumpolar Assembly in the conference, the Greenlandic delegates donned their white garments and broke out in song.
It's a song about the Arctic nature, which ends with, "I will not substitute it with something else."
As part of the historic conference, we will hear Mayor Eben Hobson officially adjourn the meeting.
I will now officially adjourn this conference. You will be notified in the not-too-distant future after meeting with the interim committee what plans may be for the next conference. And let me officially, at this time, let me look at my watch. At 14 minutes after 7, the 17th day of June, this first conference of the Inuit Circumpolar Conference is now adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you. Ang marudang pamilya na ang alam na nagpangahukulungan. Kung makamabing ko atong ngalong, mamay tuksan na. Kapit ay tubitukan ma. Ang marudang alaw tukaw ko may ang angatay na. Bilang tukaw na huwiwag kapit, puno at sinidiging may amyan na ang angatay. Utok ka na hibak ka kiri.
A little bit of Charlie Panny Ganiak, an Inuit singer from the Northwest Territories. I would at this time like to ask anyone that's listening to the program anywhere to please write and let me know what you think about the program and what some of the things are that we should cover in Alaska for Potlatch. Feedback, especially in written form, will help us and the people or organizations that provide money for the production of this radio program to better evaluate its effectiveness and in what direction it should go in the future. I hope that you, the listener, have enjoyed the show. Listening to members of the Sami group that are singing about a girl who died in the snow. I'm Mo Osley and thank you for listening. Potlatch is produced by KUAC. Partial funding for this program was provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.